Blog Talk Radio.
I know my rent was gonna be late about a week ago. I worked my ass off, but I still can't pay it though. But I got just enough to get off in this club.
DJ Gaffy, you live on the air with the one and only Boy Rogers. Where you out there?
I'm all the time of my life.
Let me get this right. Gwen, you out there, sweetheart?
I am here, baby.
All right, everybody.
Absolutely.
DJ Gaffy. What's going on? It's DJ Gaffy. You're listening to... We ready to get the show started. Once again, DJ Gaffy. You're listening to The Spotlight. It's my first show of 2016. My guest is the one and only fabulous one, Miss Gwen Rogers. From Washington, D.C. How you doing, my sister?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I have a little problem with my music coming on. My phone is messing up, and I can't believe after all this time and preparation for this show, now all of a sudden the phone want to mess up. But it's not going to stop me. You're going to get this show going.
My phone messed up all day, too, but it's nothing going to stop us, boo-boo.
All right, so for everybody that don't know, Gwen Rogers, Washington, D.C., model, fashionista, celebrity blogger. I could go on and on and on about what
and
you do.
And on.
But, yeah, and on and on about what you do. But, you know, tell me a little bit about yourself before we get the show started.
But where do you want to start? Because there's so much to tell you. I just want to make sure I get this properly done. Where do you want to start? How did I start at Camelot when I was 18
but
years
listen,
old?
But, listen, how did you... First of all, what is it that you do? What is it that you're known for? Because a lot of people may not know who you are.
Well, exactly what you wrote in my resume that you put on the website and on Facebook and everything. Basically, I started working at Camelot when I was 18 years old, okay? And that inspired me to get into other things, and I got invited into trying out for taking pictures, you know, and trying out for Playboy magazine. I was 5 then. I was 20.
Well, okay, but hold up. Before you say Camelot, what is Camelot? Where is it located?
Camelot
and what did you do there?
Camelot Show Bar in Washington, D.C., 1823 M Street, okay?
Camelot
and
Show Bar.
And I worked there from 18 till about 5 years ago. On and
okay,
off,
so though, it's a gentleman's club. I'm not
it's
from
a
D.C.
Gentleman's
That's
club,
a gentleman's
absolutely.
Club,
absolutely, and it's the classiest club in D.C. that you can work at. We call it, all the girls and all the customers call the club the ballet, because that's really basically what it is. It's kind of like the owner of the club, the original owner, is George Harris, who's passed away,
okay.
Rest in peace, and his wife, Katina, they passed away. But they made Camelot Club the fiercest, the best, the most excellent place to work in a strip club that you could work at. In the United States. And that's where I
work.
Wow,
you've seen a lot.
Exactly. And basically, George and Katina were like my parents. I was 18 years old when I started working there. Oh. But George and Katina loved me, and they saw something in me that they knew that something was going to happen, because George told me, you know, George Sr., not George the grandchild, but George
hold on a second. I don't even know who George is, and you can talk about him later on the show, but I'm just trying to get an idea of where you were and what you did. So you were dancing at the Show Bar in D.C. You left there, and you started modeling?
I never
you started,
left there. I worked
working
there from 18 till, like, I'm 47 now. Do the math. I started working there when I was 18, and I was, like,
Let's talk about the other things that you have done. All right, if you're still working,
after,
that's fine. We can tell people where they are if they want to see you.
When I was 18, George started making me go to, like, ballet school. I did that when I was little, but this and that, he wanted me to sing. He sent me to singing classes and things like that, the owner of Camelot. And
wow, you took singing classes.
Me. Exactly.
All right. Well,
so
God bless
George
for everything.
And then Playboy came in town, Playboy magazine, when I was 20. And that's where it all went off trust me.
How did you get hooked up with Playboy magazine? How did you get involved? What was your extent with it? Did you meet
a photographer there named David Chan? Came to Washington D.C. in 1988, and there was a prescription going out with Hugh Hefner called. It was November 1988. It's called The Women of Washington, D.C. And so 4,500 women auditioned to get into that magazine. And they only wanted
so you auditioned
16
for Playboy.
Girls. Thank you very much. And there were 16 girls selected out of 4,500 girls in Washington, D.C., in the DMV. And I was one of them.
Okay. All right, so Playboy magazine comes to Washington, D.C. Hold on a second. And they're looking for people to be a part of the an issue with women in Washington, D.C. And you were one of those that were chosen.
4,000.
Okay, how was that experience?
16 out of 4,000.
Okay, all right. I got
the
numbers, but how was the experience?
Amazing, because I was after that, I was in the magazine another, like, three or four times after that. But then, next thing you know,
Hold on a second, because we're getting way off topic here. Listen, you don't got to tell me your life story, baby. I'm going to ask you some questions, and you can just answer them, and we can keep it moving. All right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We got somebody on the line. Let's see who's got on the line. Somebody's calling from 617.
Yeah, who is it?
Let's see who this is. We got somebody calling. Somebody calling from the 617 area code. It's on the spotlight with DJ Gatsby, and we got Gwen Rogers here. You got a question or comment?
Yes, my name is Patrick. I've known Gwen since about 2000 and followed her great career, and I was just going to ask her a question.
Sure.
My understanding is that she was in Las Vegas with while Toni Braxton was doing a show at the Mirage Hotel, and a friend of ours was there and said that Toni came into the audience, picked Gwen up, and pulled Gwen up onto the stage, gave her the microphone, and Gwen, in front of several thousand people at the Mirage Hotel, sang a couple of Tony's songs, but Toni sat there smiling, and Gwen got a standing ovation. And I wanted to confirm with Gwen that that's her recollection.
Well, it wasn't it was the Flamingo Hotel.
Okay.
Flamingo Hotel in Vegas.
And
you
she was on
Toni Braxton.
All the pictures of it is on my Facebook.
Well, listen, we're not doing our Facebook right now. We have you on the air. We want you to tell us exactly what happened. So you're at a concert. Toni Braxton's there, and you go on stage with her?
Yes, I was sitting right by the stage, and it's minding my business. It's every picture of it is on Facebook, what happened. And she saw me doing somebody come up and sing one of her songs. This is what she did at the Flamingo at that time. It was like 7 years ago, I guess. I don't know. And so she saw me, and I was like, whatever. And so she literally grabs my hand and pulls me up there. I had on black jeans and a blue shirt, a blue top. And then she was like, oh, you want – I said, what? You want me to sing? What? What song? What song, girl? What song? And she was like, the song I'm playing, the orchestra is playing right now. And I was like, Unbreak My Heart or whatever the song was.
Okay, so you sang a song. You sang one of Toni Braxton's songs?
Yeah.
Okay.
Another
that must have been a great
song. And then I had to make her get out of my way because she's so short.
I didn't know you were a singer.
Before I heard her.
That's a great memory. That's a great story, Pat. Thanks for calling in and talking to her about that. All right, now we got somebody calling from 571 area code, 571-526. You're on the air with Gwen Rogers.
Yes, hi. This is Jim DeGuiso, the MGD production and also the founder of the World Music and Independent Film Festival. And I actually met Gwen last year when she interviewed some of my special guests in the gala and awarding, the red carpet gala and awarding. And Gwen is going to be, again, will be in our 7th annual gala and awarding to be held in the Bahamas this coming August.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Well,
Gwen, you didn't tell me about that.
I got to meet Sherry Belafonte. Thank you very much. Yes.
Wow.
Thank you.
So that's June, June, I think I friended you on social media. You're the guy with the cruise coming up, right?
Yes, in August.
Yes.
So,
okay.
So we, you know, we have a few Hollywood leadership actors might be attending because some of them are nominated this year. So hopefully they show up or at least attend the awarding. So it's going to be a 7-day cruise. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
But absolutely.
Sounds fantastic.
I'm super
Thanks
excited.
For calling in.
Oh, and my auntie Chrissy is coming
June.
With us because she wants to come and represent, and she's might going to give some awards to some people and take piano because she's a pianist.
All right. Well,
yeah,
June, definitely. Thanks for calling in. Gwen, we got another caller. Sorry to cut you off, June. Gwen, we got another caller.
No,
also from the 571 area code. Calling you on the line with Gwen. You got a question?
Yes, this is Ted.
Ted, what's
Hi,
going
Ted.
On? Gwen's on the line.
Yes, I'm Ted's business manager.
Oh, Ted, the
How
business
are
manager.
My manager.
Manager, business manager. The
it's
guy
all
that
about
get
business.
Things done.
I read, you know.
Listen, you got a whole lot of talents. You got a whole lot of hats to wear, I'm sure, dealing with this young lady. You keep her busy. You keep her working. And you're doing a hell
exactly.
of a job, Ted.
She's doing a tremendous job herself. So are you.
Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, man.
I'm actually
I've been
calling
doing this
from
for a little
Clarksville,
while.
Maryland. That's outside of Baltimore.
Okay. What is that, PG County, Charles County?
There's one question I need to ask Gwen.
What is that, Ted?
Right, well, you got it.
How do you feel? Gwen, just so
wonderful.
You know, had a very bad fall. She doesn't. You can't see her, but
oh,
she
I
had
didn't
a very, very bad
concussion.
Fall at the Redskins game. She didn't get an opportunity. She's an avid Redskins fan. And fell outside, fractured the front of her skull. There's no marks outside, but inside, and also a fracture
wow.
in the back.
Wow, are you okay, though, Gwen? She sounds fine.
I'm fine now, but, you know, it's annoying.
You're
but I almost died. I literally almost died. But you know what? It was Sunday at the game. I woke up at Peachy County Hospital Monday, like, where am I? But God told me, wake your ass up. And here I am talking to y'all. And that's the truth.
But thank you very
wow,
much for putting her on the air. Means a lot to her. I mean, Gwen's done a lot of tremendous things in her lifetime. She'll probably share that with you. But she's a trooper. She says, I'm definitely doing this show. And she says it means a lot to me that, you know, that was a great exposure for her.
Now,
right.
Well, thanks,
thank
man,
you,
for making sure she
And I'm
going to
let some of the others talk
a wonderful job.
That call in. But thank you very much for the time that you've done. And, Gwen, peace out.
You too.
All right. Manager Ted. All right, once again, DJ Gatsby, Jeff Wilson. We're in the spotlight with model and fashionista, event host, Gwen Rogers in the building. Gwen, I'm having a wonderful time. The show is going just fine.
That's excellent.
No,
and thank you. Right. I just want to thank you so much.
Yeah. Now, listen, I still want to get answers to these questions about what you've done. Now, you said you did a shoot for Playboy. Your first shoot was when they came through D.C. You said you were in the
right.
magazine 24 times?
No. Heck no. I wish. It was 3 or 4 times I was in the magazine.
Oh,
the
3 or 4
times.
Was,
yes, sir. And the first one was Women of Washington in 1988, November 1988. And on the cover of it, it's this girl that looks like Jessica Rabbit, the cartoon. I forgot her name
okay.
now.
Right.
And then after that, though, I met Phil
well,
Collins in Washington, D.C. that put me in Jet Magazine. And then Ashley
right,
Man
on
Magazine.
A hold on. Before you got to let me ask the question. You can't tell me everything.
I'm sorry.
Now, you're saying
okay.
you were in Jet Magazine as well, right?
Yes.
Now, you're in Jet Magazine. Now, were you the beauty of the week, or were you the cover? What kind
of
shots did you do
week.
In Jet Magazine?
The
beauty of the week in Jet Magazine.
The centerfold. Yes.
The centerfold. Wow. And
on
I
the
think
cover
I saw
of it
that
was,
shot.
Who's that man that died? He was a singer. He had a light-skinned wife that looked like kind of like me. James Brown and his wife were on the cover in November 1988, same year.
All right. So you're on the cover. You were in the beauty of the week. And
it's
Jet Magazine.
Yeah.
How was that experience? Yeah. How did your life change? Because you're in Playboy now. Now you're in Jet. How does your life change? Is your popularity increasing?
It was amazing, but it was overwhelming at the time because I'm only 20 years old after 2 years working at Camelot. And so now all these things are coming my way, and I didn't know what to do. It was too much.
You party, have a good time, enjoy yourself. That's what it is.
I have a 22-year-old daughter right now, and if that was me, what I did, I'd be like, it was too much.
Well, we're going to talk about your daughter, too. You do have a beautiful daughter. I don't know if she's into modeling or anything like that, but we're going to talk about her a little later on the show.
Cheyenne.
Now, all of a sudden, now you're also been in Ebony Man magazine. Right, tell us about that shoot. When was it? And were you on the cover, or you had a feature inside?
I was a centerfold as well, and it was the same year, coincidentally, 1988. And this time it was Doug Williams that won the Super Bowl for the Redskins in 1991 and his wife on that cover. But I was in there, too, and it was from the same photographer that put me in Jet.
Wow. Who was that photographer, by the way? Because he's getting a lot of work. He's keeping
Phil
you busy.
Phil Collins. He's on Facebook. So Google.
Oh, his name is Phil Collins.
Yeah.
When you said Phil Collins, I'm thinking Phil Collins from the rock band, but it's Phil Collins, the photographer, that did all this work for you.
Yes, but now he's taking pictures of birds and ducks and stuff like that. He's still getting busy. He's still doing his job.
He's still doing what he did.
He's retired from... doing that, but he was like, and he got me in, back in the day, it was called from Johnson & Johnson Fabrication with Jet and Ebony Man and all that. It was called Duke Calendar. I was in that too.
All right. So you did a lot of stuff, man. Once again, everybody, DJ Gatsby, you're listening to The Spotlight. We got the one and only Gwen Rogers from Wasteland, Wisconsin, now living in D.C., a very successful model, been on Playboy, Jet, and Ebony Man magazine. All right, now we talked about the magazines and the other things. You also have mentioned here in your bios music videos and some TV and film appearances. Tell us a little bit about some of the videos you were in or some of the TV or film roles you've done.
Okay, this is the thing. When I was young and I was hanging out with one of my best friends, her name is Shawnee Lynch. She's on Facebook. You can Google her. She's beautiful. And we used to tell people at Camelot that we're cousins, but we're really not. We're, like, best friends. But they thought we were because we look alike. And she's part Native American as well. So people, we have green eyes, and people thought we were cousins, like Giselle and Ashley on the Housewives of Potomac.
Who were some of the artists that you worked with? We found Teddy Riley,
okay? We insisted.
You were in a Teddy Riley video. I was actually in the studio
when they did Rump Shaker, when Teddy was doing his check baby 1, 2, 3, 4. I was sitting right next to him when he had on his wife beater shirt, and I was sitting there without wanting to get
the
out
video?
There. And he was, and then Bobby Brown was in the other room trying to mess with my cousin. I'm like, really, bye. Okay, yes.
Okay,
all right,
so you met Bobby Brown, you
read
Teddy Riley. What you did is you were in the video for Portrait, and you were in the video for Teddy Riley and Bobby Brown?
I was in the video, yes, my cousin was in the other room while I'm in the studio with Teddy, literally, maybe not want to get out of there because I was tired and I was thirsty, and he was like,
all right,
so I'm not getting
the information wrong. All right, I stand corrected. I was under the impression that you were in the music videos. You were featured in music videos.
Portrait.
And I was just trying to find
Portrait.
Out the artist with Portrait. Okay. Now, also, you said some TV and or film work that you did.
I was living in California for a long time, and I moved back to D.C. before my sister passed away in 2006. But I was out there, and I was doing my thing. And my acting teacher, his name is Lewis Smith. He's amazing. And we did classes there for a couple of years, and then I met some classmates of mine in there that wanted to do other things and produce things and send things to, like, Sundance Film Festival and things like that. And me and my associates were paid for – it's called executive producer, to make short films to send to those things so that they can send it to the studios, you know, and get the movie made. And it was called The Mortgage Guy. And I'm in it. I was like, you know, in the beginning of it, like, what the freaking book?
Congrats, man. You got some TV and film credits to you. Listen, you got around. You're doing the magazines. You're doing videos. You're doing TV and film. It looks like you're having a time of your life at that point. Once again, everybody, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Jeff Wilson, with Gwen Rogers in the building. Now, you're living in D.C. now, right?
Yes, I live in the D.C. area. I don't like to exactly tell where
I mean,
I'm
living
in
the D.C. area.
I'll call it the
DMV. Now, and I met you, you know, a couple of years ago. Yeah, I met you a couple of years ago when I was living in D.C. We have a lot of friends in common, Leah Warren, Claire Connolly, Lamont Easter, and some of the photographers
love
who want to benefit and other people.
Yep.
Love
them all.
You know, tell
all.
Us about
and
some of the events
make
that
sure
you've
that
been.
You tell people that Leah did my DrGirlDC.com page. She held it down. Okay.
Right, well, I'm going to ask
my
you
blog.
About your website. I was going to get to your blog in just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But what are some of the events that you've been doing lately? I know you know you're not dancing.
Nope.
You're doing a lot of other things now. What are some of the other events that you're hosting? Some of the events that you're doing? I've seen some pictures of a fashion show that you were in. Tell us about some of the other events around the DMV that you've been involved in the last few years.
I have been doing events with Terrence Shaw for fashion, okay, and doing that and being the host for that for him for the last 3 years. And as a matter of fact, Washington Post was in the event, was that one of those places where, you know, like where embassies, it was an Italian embassy in D.C., and my daughter ended up getting shot in the style section of the Washington Post when I wasn't even in the picture, and Tuesday wasn't even in the magazine. It was his show. It was crazy. But that's okay. I've done that for 3 years, and I'm still doing it.
Terrence Shaw. Now, what is he is he a fashion designer? Is he an event promoter?
Terrence
Who exactly
Shaw,
is Terrence
VIP
Shaw?
Exclusive. Yeah, VIP exclusive fashion. He does that in D.C., Chicago, Florida, everywhere. Like, he's amazing. But every time he has an event in D.C., he calls me so that I can represent it. And
That's good. You got to hook up. The man likes you and you guys work together. That's great. What are some of the other events that you've hosted or you've been working with in the area?
There's a lot of people that always call me and want to do stuff, but I make sure, like, it's, like, not fake and stuff. But I just do it all. Like, anybody, if you look on my website at Gwen Rogers, you're going to see all these things that I do. And normally I just do it just to do it because they want me to do it, and here I am, and then that's that, you know? So there's a lot. There's so much I can't even think about it. I told you I have a concussion, so I can't even remember right now what I want to even say. And then when I hang up on you, or you hang up on me, I'm going to be like, damn, I forgot to say this. I forgot to say that. But it's Terrence. It's Tino Anthony that I do stuff for him. He's another guy that's in fashion. Do you know Tino Anthony?
No, I may have met him during my time in D.C., but, you know, I don't...
Absolutely, you have.
I don't know a lot of
Tino
people
Anthony
personally.
Does everything.
I get around and I get a lot of introductions.
All right.
Uh-huh. Well, listen, I'm going to be plugged in more with the fashion industry in D.C., you know, going forward. Rodney Branch from Corporate Time Magazine does a
course.
Lot.
Rodney, he's amazing.
Marcus Bennett always seems to find his camera at these events. So I stick close to these guys, and I try to find out or know a lot about what's going on in D.C. Actually, I'm in South Florida area right now, and I moved down here recently.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where I'm at, and I'm really trying to get connected.
In Miami?
I'm actually in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, cool. I love that.
All right.
That's
so
really cool.
So you got connections in the modeling industry, the fashion industry, and this season, that's great. Now, I want to ask you about a Gossip Girl D.C. It's a fashion blog or a gossip blog. You said Leah Warren helped you design it and get it off the ground.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about that blog You talk about people, sex, fashion, dating, and advice. Tell us a bit about the blog. I know it's been you've had it for a while. You haven't had a lot of activity on it. But what are you planning on doing with that blog?
Exactly.
Okay.
Well, Leah, it was Leah's thing. Like, she wanted to do it, and she knew that who I am in this town, and she called me and was like, girl, I'm going to need you to do this and do that and do this, and then I'm going to do this and find it for you. And we did it for like a year, but what I'm blessed with is that I'm super smart, and I know what I know and I know what I don't know, but if it comes to any internet thing, anything about internet, because I've been on websites and
right.
building my own websites since 1997 when the internet started coming out, that luckily I was able to, for a year, had the time to do the updates and everything on the page, okay, because she didn't have time to help me with that, and she was like, girl, figure
okay.
it out.
It's all right.
And she's right, you
it's
know.
Okay.
Like,
listen,
this is okay.
The website, the website is fantastic.
And figure it out.
All right, don't worry about that.
Take a class.
That's okay, that. It's okay. It's okay. Listen, the website is fantastic. I think the premise and the idea is wonderful. Again, it is up. So all you got to do is, you know, spend more time on it and do more
right.
of what it is that you do. But
GossipGirlDC.com
is the website, and it's starring Gwen Rogers. They talk about people, sex, fashion, dirtbags, dating, and advice. Listen, we still got some people on the line. I don't know if they have any more questions for you. Now, you had a young man that was calling from the 617 area code that said he saw you in Vegas. You still on the line, sir?
Yes, I am.
You have another question for Gwen?
Well, I wanted her to describe the movie she made in California, because I thought she was the executive producer of this movie out there, and it was a very thoughtful and well-done movie. And so that was one of her proud moments for sure. And the only
sure.
other thing I say, I co-founded a company called Bain & Company and hired Mitt Romney in there. He became a good friend, and I got him to run for governor in Massachusetts, and he won that. And then I encouraged
okay.
him to run for president. He lost that. And Gwen got to meet him a number of times. I she didn't vote for him in the end, but I'm sure she respected him as a person. And she voted for Obama, went with a winner. And I was going to ask her what she thought of Donald Trump, since she follows these national political things sometimes. Her opinion on Donald Trump would be, if she wanted to offer it.
Mm. All right, Gwen, there it is. The young man wants to know, what do you feel about Donald Trump and his campaign for Republican nomination for the President of the United States?
I do not want to insult anybody, and I'm not even tripping, because it is what it is. I'm a Democrat. Since I've been 18, I've only voted for Democrats. I don't care if it's Obama.
Okay.
I don't care if it's Hillary. But Donald Trump, and my piano teacher, David Breeskin, is a big old Trump fan.
We don't want to know his political view. We want to know, what do you feel about his presidency? Do you support it? You think he's an asshole?
I don't want to
you think
say
he's a
anything.
Good guy?
I think he's a moron, personally. That's what I think.
Listen, she doesn't want to answer the question. I think he's a horrible choice for the Republican Party.
I think he's
making a mockery of the whole process. And I think they would do much better by nominating somebody else for the Republican nomination.
Okay.
But thanks for that question. That was a good question.
I'm going to vote
now, the other
for
gentleman called, all right, somebody else was calling from 517-526. You're still on the air. You got another question for Gwen before we go?
Well, I'm just listening to Gwen, because I'm going to be working with her for, you know, for other projects that we're going to be doing together with Terrence, and, you know. So I'm just here to support
okay.
her.
All right, June. All right, June. Thanks a lot. Now, and Ted, are you still on the line?
Ted's gone.
Yes, I'm still on the line. I'm listening. It was a great interview.
Yeah, Ted, quick question before we go.
I'm just surprised you didn't ask her about Wassam.
Well, I mean, I didn't get a chance to ask her about a lot of things, but I did want to ask you about what does she have upcoming? Because I want to know what's upcoming for her. What's her next event, and what can the people in the DMV area look forward to seeing her a part of?
Well, actually, Gwen's done a lot. She's actually gone down to the Italian embassy. She's hosted the event for Terrence Shaw down at the Italian Embassy. I mean, just recently, when she got hurt, I mean, we had to put a few things on the back burner. So that's what we're doing right now.
Okay.
She definitely wanted to do the interview with you.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that is. I keep forgetting about that, Gwen. You know what? She's such a trooper, Gwen. You didn't even mention that to me. You know, you didn't even mention that to me.
Well, I mean, it's embarrassing, and I don't even know how I fell down. Like, I was Sunday at the game.
What happened?
Damian Gross's, where he forced the flags down on the Redskins game. His girlfriend is one of the top Redskins. And then the next thing is Sunday, and I woke up on Monday at the hospital with a concussion. I don't know what happened, how I fell down.
I've never seen someone drop so many names during a conversation. You know every situation and incident that you're involved in. You always give the names of all the people. All right, listen, show's going to be over in a few minutes. I want to ask you about your daughter, beautiful young lady. I don't know if she's in the modeling business or music business. You had mentioned her name
before.
Who is your daughter, and what exactly is she doing now? Is she following your footsteps? She's in movies, TV, film, modeling?
She's been modeling. You can look on my Facebook and see her picture. She thinks she's Beyonce, but she was in private school all her life. She's 22 now in college, and she she went to Duke Ellington School of the Arts, okay, and she was, like, behind the stage. She didn't want to be in front of the stage.
Okay.
She could have done that.
Okay.
She did ballet, and she could play the piano, too, and she could do all kinds of stuff, but she wanted to be behind the stage. But she's in college right now. She has 1 year to graduate, and I'm super proud of her, even though she gets on my nerves.
Oh, well, listen.
That's it.
Still a beautiful girl. Now, I also
gorgeous.
Read.
Look at her Facebook. She freaking is like mini me.
I'll take your word for it. The other thing is, you are involved with a lot of charities and nonprofits. I've seen on your website where you're talking about Becky Lee's and domestic violence.
Becky Lee's
domestic
violence.
You talk about the Fight for Children, Fight Night. You also talked about the Fight for the Cure, breast cancer, and working with the homeless.
Yeah,
you are. With Terrain Lynch. Does your passion for working with charities and nonprofits and feeding the homeless, where does that come from?
It comes just from the way I was raised, and that I know so lucky and blessed to have everything that I have. You're going to make me cry. That there are people out here that need help, and if I can help them, I'm going to help them. Like that incident the other day where that crazy guy killed his daughter because he didn't want to pay the child support. What the hell? Well, I do that.
Yeah, I heard about that story.
Okay.
Yeah, that is a domestic violence issue. And listen, it's all right to get emotional. I understand how you feel. You are blessed. You have a lot. You're still giving a lot back. And you're one of the most kindest, caring people that I've ever met. So
I understand
your passion. I understand why you give back and you work with these organizations.
Yes. Thank you so much. Can you hear me? Where we go?
We are on cell phone, so if my signal is... I hear you fine.
It's all good. I can hear you. I can hear you, and I'm still quiet. You got me all upset.
Well, listen, I wanted to ask you about that because it's something that a lot of people may not know that you do. They may know you as being a beautiful model and spokesperson and fashionista. They may not know about the behind the scenes, the other things that you do, because Ted can attest to this. A lot of times fans and people you work with don't know what you do because those things don't get a lot of publicity.
Exactly. And I also want to say something about my auntie Christian, and she is amazing. Like, she's my rock, okay? And I hope she's listening to this phone call so that she can hear me talking about her, okay? Auntie Christian, and she has an organization herself and does a lot of stuff for a lot of people, okay?
Wow.
Or
well,
listen.
Okay. Well, listen, we're almost done with the interview. Is there anything you want to say to anybody, those that know you, that followed you, or people who don't know you?
Thank you for everybody, and even the haters. I thank you, too, because the more you hate on me, the more I'm going to blast off, okay? Everybody, Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year. We're well into the new year. Well, once again, I want to thank you so much, Gwen, for being part of this show. As you know, I love Block Talk Radio. You know, I had the public access TV show in the D.C. area, mm-hmm. and I wish I would have had you on that show. You'd have been a great guest at the time when I was filming. And when we start back up in D.C., start filming the talk show with DJ Gassy with public access in Charles County in Southern Maryland, I want you to come on and be a guest. I really, really
Thank
do.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Yeah, but again, is there any shout-outs or anybody you want to say hi to before we leave?
I want to say hi to my mama because
okay,
I love my mama, even though she works my nurse. Say hi to my daughter. I want to say hi to Kim, my daughter's stepmother.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say hi to my publicist and my manager that you spoke with this evening. I want to say hi to all my friends. They know who they are. Grace, Shell, Cherie. Enchanting Lange, Jane, all my girls, Cynthia, they know who they are. I don't have to say everybody's name.
All right,
so,
well, you definitely got a huge, huge following and a hell of a team. I want to apologize for the people that didn't get a chance to get through. You had a lot of people calling. The lines were lit up. But I wanted to do the interview and then still get a few calls in. So I'm glad I got a few people to talk to you, the guy out in Vegas, and the other people too.
Aaron,
everybody that called
Aaron.
In. I appreciate
I
you guys.
I want to say hi to Aaron because he's going to make us a show when we're done. Aaron's couch. He's going
to
make us a
mix me. Mix me, guy. All right, yeah. Well, big talk to Aaron, man. Hit me up on social media, and we'll get back. Listen, we got to go, Gwen. Thank you so much. Once again, thank everybody for calling in. Don't forget to check out Gwen Rogers on Facebook. Also, check out our website, Gossip Girl DC. And see her around town. She's doing a lot of things in the DMV area, very popular and very, very active in the community. So, Gwen,
mm-hmm.
I love you, baby.
Thank you.
Thank
you
for,
you
know,
so
for being on the show.
Too.
All right, then. All right, everybody, don't forget DJ Gatsby, host of Who's Who and African American
Hit
Block Talk Radio, Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m. Gwen, I love you. Thank you so much for being a part of this show, and I'll see you guys again next Friday.